that voice.
You don't like your voice, really? Because it was the first thing that was heard on this boot.
Oh!
Don't hit me. I hit the button. I've been slapped in the face by a cat here.
Yeah, she's, Hi!
What is she doing?
She's drinking a frap right now.
All right.
From, that we got at 7-Eleven. She knew right what she wanted. Took us a little while to figure out what to get.
Yeah, so, we're on the way to, Westbury 12 UA to see
Roosevelt Field,
District 9. Yeah. I almost said Roosevelt. We're going to a movie theater to see another movie theater, guys.
Hey.
So we're going out. Oh, look at that 7-Eleven. That we've now passed three. Oh,
that's a different one. We've had the same one twice because we had to go back to Cat's Apartment.
So we had some wings.
Some delicious wings.
Some mac and cheese.
I had a breast, I think.
I have had way too much food today.
And like three pieces of corn on the cob.
I'm just thinking about how much food I've... Oh my god. Sorry. For a second, the record app was tilted upside down, which I fucking hate. Listen.
Fucking nuts.
Listen, audio boo, guys. You listen to... I'm sure you listen to every boo. Don't have your fucking iPhone app go upside down.
No, you know what? The voice memos app does that too, and I think it's so that you can hold the phone out to somebody, and the microphone's pointed at them. But you can still use the interface normally, and that makes sense.
That seems a little silly.
What doesn't make sense is fucking IM program apps going upside down, because then, like, if I am laying on my side, shit doesn't know which way to go.
But what if you want to IM upside down, Scott?
Hey, why would I want to do that?
I don't know.
Because then the message order would be totally fucked. New messages would appear at the top. That'd be ridiculous.
That is true. So we're on our way to... I have my wits about me now. We're on our way to see District 9.
That's where we're going.
We are meeting up with one... Andrew Salento, Ryan Bender. Who's
Joya.
The other one? Sam. Joya, is that how you pronounce it?
Joya, yeah.
I didn't know. I've just seen it in text before.
And I've
contemplated how to pronounce it. Now I know.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, we are currently in the car with Kat, who refuses to be on it, even though she was at the beginning of it. And slapped me in the face.
She was the female voice at the beginning of the boo.
Yes. Kat, the last person to guest boo with us... we got to say, I love dicks. How do you feel about that?
I feel positively about that.
Positively what?
No, she just feels positive about all it. Right. You know, with an extra Lee.
Your voice is on the boo again.
I know.
All right. It's all over the boo
she
now.
Knows. We're booing left and right.
Oh, my God. There's boo all over the place.
So, tell me, how do you feel about intergalactic racism?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Like
possibly the concept of this movie, though I could have phrased that term better.
Oh, I think xenophobia would be a better word, because intergalactic racism just means like there's another like human of like another race from like another galaxy, and I just don't really like him. But
fair
like
enough.
Yeah, like no, legit alien xenophobia or whatever. I mean, I don't really have a basis for comparison. I guess I could understand it. I mean, something that alien, but whatever. I haven't really seen much of the... I haven't seen the movie. Yeah. All I've seen, like, they fucking look like they got tentacles coming out of their mouths. That's probably enough to freak some people out.
That's weird.
No.
I'm just really hoping this movie isn't just straight... Well, it's about racism. It's a big metaphor. Let's tell you about how much of a metaphor
it is.
I don't know
hoping
that's just a theme.
I don't know if you know where the movie takes place, but it's South Africa.
I know.
Just an FYI.
I know. And I feel that's going to be part of the point. But... Yeah, I got nothing. I'm too full of fucking pudding right now.
Pudding, yeah.
The pudding is weighing me down. I'm not saying that the pudding was really good.
Pudding is so thick in your belly.
We had some banana bread pudding, and it was good. It was really good. I liked it. So, I'm going to digest. I'm going to drink this Monster Energy drink, and then we will, as the term I've heard, ready, we will boo you later.
Oh!
Bam. Oh, no.
Oh.